It's auction season. Every spring, charities gather donors in ballrooms and event spaces across the country and auction off everything from fine art to yoga classes or maybe a weekend at a luxury resort. For many nonprofits, it's their most important fundraising event of the year. But for some artists who are asked to donate their work many times a year, it can be a burden laden with unintended consequences. Amy Costello, senior correspondent for the Nonprofit Quarterly, has our story.
Kara Ober has been supporting herself as a fine artist for 13 years. She is also founding editor of Be More Art, Baltimore's art and culture magazine. I ask her to guess how many times a year she's asked to donate her work to charity.
I would say at least 50 times a year.
Yes, that's right. 50 times a year.
Every kind of cause that you can imagine in Baltimore City, from city schools, from arts programming, to public health and different health issues. I mean, Baltimore is a city that has a lot of needs, and it has a really thriving arts community.
And of course, so do most other cities in America, which puts pressure on artists who live there. Brooklyn-based artist Ellen Harvey has exhibited her paintings, multimedia work, and installations worldwide. Over the years, she's had to pare down the number of charity auctions she gives to because it just wasn't financially sustainable to give away her work for free. Now, when Harvey does say yes, she makes a careful calculation.
You need things that aren't that, you know, are small enough, not too expensive, don't represent too much of your time, and yet are actually desirable in some way. You can't give people rubbish, obviously.
But artists get rubbish back, from Uncle Sam anyway. Artists can't claim tax deductions on their donations, no matter how much they sell for at auction. They may only write off the cost of materials. Sometimes a nonprofit will offer the artist a portion of the proceeds they receive from an artist donation. Often, they don't.
I believe that an artist should get 50% of all sales. That is the protocol in galleries in North America and Europe.
Matt Gleason owns the Coagula Curatorial Gallery in downtown L.A., and for 30 years he's been a freelance art critic with reputation for not mincing his words. Gleason says artists should get their 50% of the sale, no matter whether they're selling at a high-end gallery or donating to a charity art auction. And nonprofits need to school themselves on protocol.
What's worse, that they don't understand the protocols of the art world, or that they do understand the protocols of the art world and they're trying to exploit the artist out of some sort of charitable guilt trip?
But plenty of fundraisers have no problem asking artists to donate all proceeds to the cause. Monet Silva has worked as a professional fundraiser for 17 years. She has never given a portion of the sale of any art back to the artist.
Ultimately, we are trying to raise money for the cause that we're working for. And so I think the more that we can raise, the better. So if we were constantly having to give back to the artist, it starts to cut into what we're actually trying to do there that night and the money that we're trying to raise.
Silva is executive director of JDRF New Mexico, a nonprofit for diabetes research. Her most recent auction raised nearly $500,000. And when a prominent artist donated a work, Silva left nothing to chance in order to ensure the piece would fetch a significant sum for the cause.
We really had to make sure that in our ballroom were sitting at least a few people that we knew were going to bid on that piece of art.
This is key. When a charity isn't as planful as Silva's, an artwork can go for cheap at auction, or worse, doesn't sell at all. That's embarrassing for the artist. The best nonprofits know how to avoid this. Silva always strives for what she calls a win-win for artist and charity. She does it by fostering long-term relationships with the artists and displays their work in the way they request. By getting the right buyers into the room, Silva hopes to dissuade the so-called bargain shoppers who rile gallerist Matt Gleason.
There are many savvy collectors who I only see when I go to charity art auctions.
Gleason says these kinds of buyers likely see no need to ever step into galleries like his.
What motivation do I have to go to a gallery and pay full price when I know that your well-meaning artist is donating work to charity art auctions that if I really scout and spend the time, I can get for cents on the dollar what the gallery would charge full price for?
This is actually a thing.
It can be a little strange later in life because then you run into people who say, I've been collecting your work for years. And you think, really? I never saw a penny of that.
Artist Ellen Harvey has donated to many charity auctions over the years.
What I think is that people, when they buy things at charitable auctions don't always realize is that the artists aren't getting any money. They're not getting a tax break. They're not really getting anything. And some people don't think about how it sounds to the artist when you say, oh, I've been collecting you. And you think, well, sort of, yes.
Even so, Harvey says it's important not to see artists as victims in all of this. She says, like most people, artists derive a lot of pleasure from giving. She says it can be fun to make art for charity. They choose to take part, and so artists have a lot of agency, she says, even if that agency is often compromised and difficult and messy. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Costello.